This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. There's a runoff election in Birmingham tomorrow. A few school board and city council seats are on the line, and there's the big race for mayor, a runoff between incumbent William Bell and assistant city attorney Randall Woodfin. There are two dominating narratives in that mayor's race.
I think the citizens are looking for someone with the experience to manage budgets.
The current administration has failed to lay out real priorities as it relates to improving the quality of life.
That was Mayor Bell and Woodfin in a recent debate televised on WVTM-TV. And now here's WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.
When it comes to trailing a popular candidate, William Bell has been there, done that. In January 2010, Bell came from behind to claim the mayor's seat, beating lawyer Patrick Cooper in a runoff after lagging in the primary. Bell has been mayor almost 8 years. He has plenty of support from the business community and many of the city's older residents. But Woodfin is raising lots of money, both in and out of state. In the past 12 months, the two candidates for mayor have raised and spent more than $1 million combined. UAB political science professor Angela Lewis says historically, re-election has been easy for most incumbents. But in recent years, there has been a movement toward change.
We want someone different. We don't want an insider to be in office again. We want to buck the norm and put someone new in office because they can build coalitions and they can do things that the incumbent has not been able to do.
Lewis says that notion gained momentum in Barack Obama's first run for president and has continued in several races around the country. Chris Thomas, a young businessman, lives in Bush Hills. He says his streets are clean and he feels safe in his neighborhood. Thomas considers his vote for mayor the same way he'd look at choosing a CEO, and he thinks Bell is more qualified.
If both of those candidates were to submit to me their resumes, I would look at one and be amazed and say, wow, this guy is extensive. And I would look at the other and say, why did he apply for this job? Because there's not much there.
7-9-year-old Marilyn Mosley lives in West End. She was a Bell supporter, but now?
The time has come for a new generation to take over.
As she sits on her porch, cars, trucks, and emergency vehicles pass nearby along Denison Avenue, a main artery in southwest Birmingham. She complains about the potholes, and she wants better lighting in her neighborhood like there is in other parts of the city.
At my age, I understand you can't do it all at one time. I want you to do part of what you said you were going to do. I don't want you to neglect my side of town where I live.
Mosley says she's told Randall Woodfin what she wants. If Woodfin gets elected and doesn't deliver, next time, she says, he won't get her vote. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.
You can find more reporting about the Birmingham elections at our website, WBHM.org. You can also check out the WBHM Politics podcast for in-depth discussion on some of the issues this election season. You're listening to Morning Edition on your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham or 91.5 WSGN Gadsden.